The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3113. This is the last of our 2023 preview episodes, and for this one we're actually going deeper on a topic than we've ever gone on it in Star Wars 7x7 podcast history, and that's thanks to the Andor series. It has to do with award seasons, and I will explain. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, first of all, let's talk about the fact that the Star Wars : Andor series is the most highly regarded series in Star Wars live action history to date. Yes, The Mandalorian has gotten tons of kudos and all that fun stuff, but it never appeared on top 10 lists at the end of a year the way that the Andor series has. It has made it onto the top 10 lists of lots of entertainment publications, and now award nominations are starting to come into play. Diego Luna was nominated for a Golden Globe for his performance in Andor. The Golden Globes were last night, and unfortunately he lost to Kevin Costner for Yellowstone. However, this was the first time that Star Wars live action series was nominated for a Golden Globe Award, so that's fantastic and an indication of the quality of the Andor series. It also has, at the moment, two Critics' Choice Awards nominations. That's for Diego Luna and also for the series itself. Those awards are going to be announced on Sunday, January 15th, so we have those coming up very shortly. And so this is very exciting stuff, and it has me looking forward at what other nominations we might see for the Andor series. So today is actually a very exciting day because the Screen Actors Guild is supposed to be announcing their nominations, and so is the Directors Guild of America. And then tomorrow, the Producers Guild of America is going to be announcing their annual award nominations. So it's a big deal, and I have a feeling we're going to be hearing more about Andor over the next couple of days with those groups putting out their nomination lists. They actually deliver their awards in February, so we'll be tuning in for those. It'll be the Directors Guild on February 18th, then the Producers Guild on February 25th, and finally the Screen Actors Guild on February 26th. As far as the Grammy Awards go, you know, I was thinking about the soundtrack situation, but it seems like the Grammy opportunity is not there for Andor this year, and that's simply because the eligibility window for being nominated for a Grammy Award in 2023 closed on September 30th of 22. So if Andor were to be nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Television or Motion Picture Soundtrack, then it wouldn't be eligible until the Grammy Awards in 2024, and we wouldn't find out about those nominations until December of 23. So yeah, there might be some motion on it this year. Much later in the year, obviously. And as I was looking at award stuff, they are, you know, tend to be grouped into two categories. They're either ones for guilds and their peers, and so there are, you know, any number of different filmmaking guilds, from, you know, camera operators and cinematographers to hair and makeup folks to visual effects folks. So there are all these other, you know, professional guilds that may, you know, put out nominations as well that we may be hearing about. But of course, the big one for sure, that we're going to be hearing about in July of 2023 is the Emmy Awards. That's when the nominations come out for it, and you can expect Andor to get a whole slew of them. I mean, if Mandalorian Season 2 did as well as it did, then yeah, there's a very good chance that Andor is going to get, I would say, double-digit nominations. And The Mandalorian itself, like, Season 3 is coming out in March of 2023, and that means that when it concludes in, oh, what is it, in, you know, the end of April, basically, that it's going to be within the eligibility period for Emmy Awards that year. So it's going to be a question of whether both Mando and Andor, try to say that three times fast, Mando and Andor. Whether they both get nominated, I have a feeling that, you know, they might say, you know, if we're only going to give it to one Star Wars series, it's going to be the Andor series. So if you hear the boo birds come out and say, oh, The Mandalorian didn't get many award nominations for Emmys this time compared to previous seasons, well, it didn't have the Andor series to contend with at the same time. So yeah, you know, let's just, you know, be realistic about things. And heck, for all we know, Mando season 3 will blow Andor out of the water. Wouldn't that be a good problem to have as far as being a Star Wars fan and enjoying all these live action series, right? And there will be not one, not two, but three different animated series that would be eligible for Emmy Award nominations in the July Emmy Award announcement. Tales of the Jedi, The Bad Batch Season 2, and Star Wars Visions will all come out during the eligibility period for the Emmy Award nominations that'll be announced in July and given out in September of this year. And that's what I've got for you to look forward to in terms of awards being granted by professional organizations and guilds and the peers of Star Wars creators, and awards given out by critics associations and whatnot. Things to look for in this year. And when we learn more about announcements and wins and losses, we'll talk about it here on the show. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.